So here's the thing, Bumper Podcast. You've been wondering where I've been, and I've been wondering where you've been. Well, more importantly, we've all been waiting for where...
Here I am. I'm right here.
You're just going to cut me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to talk now, okay?
Yes.
Can I'm going to talk?
Where Pig has been?
Yeah.
Well, he's back.
I'm back, and everyone has been like, hey, where's Pig? We've been getting all this mail and all these, you know, phone calls and skywriting and letters. And you know, and mail.
You said mail like two or three times.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Well, so I just wanted to make sure because it's you can't really, if you're trying to build something up, you can't be like, ha, we got mail, yeah, and we got postcards, and we got envelopes.
Should I leave? I don't want to do this. All
okay.
Right?
Yeah. You proceed.
I'm okay. Sorry. Thank you. So, as I was saying, I was on, everyone was asking, and I was on an adventure of epic proportions.
Did you choose a pun?
Yeah, it was a pun.
Why?
Do a lot of puns, okay?
Because it was kind of terrible.
Nah, just leave me alone, all right?
Gonna be your new thing? Or
that's what I always do.
I'm sorry.
This is why people leave the show, Bumper Guy. If you want, I mean, like, I didn't want to get into it on the podcast because it was supposed to be a big, warm welcome back. But all of a sudden, you gotta sit there and you gotta pick and pick and pick at the pig. And me, I'm just here to have fun, and I'm just here to tell a story, and you know, I guess you're here to what? Ruin the fun? Is that your job? Is that your title? If I walk by your office in the hallway, does it say Chief of Fun Ruiner? Because, you know, if that's your gig, then you
gig.
Should get a raise, my friend.
Okay.
Your bonus should be a bountiful, you know?
I do like the... I am sorry, Pig. You know, it's been a couple of weeks. It's been a crazy couple of weeks around here.
Are you going to talk about yourself now? Is that what we're doing, huh?
Yes, I'm actually going to... If you don't... I'll just real quick.
Okay.
It's been crazy. It's been bananas crazy. Let me tell you what happened to me, and then you can hear from Pig. The company that I work for was bought by an international company. No one knew if we were going to have jobs. This was 2 weeks ago. My wife was away at a conference, a big conference in Las Vegas. Ho, ho, ho. There was a carnival that was a block and a half from my house that my kids lose their minds to go to. The carnival's here. The carnival's here. We have to go to the carnival. Carnival, carnival. We have to spend thousands of dollars. Not really. We don't have to spend that much money. What else do we have? We watched the Captain Underpants movie. I was in a commercial I was on set for 12 hours. The company ended up transitioning, so that did happen into the new company, and that's been a nightmare. We have the biggest client ever at my company that we're trying to land, and everyone's been losing their minds about that. We've also had a few shows.
Yeah.
We also we might get a new bathroom.
Really,
here
we're talking
at headquarters.
About bathroom.
It's just been crazy.
Sounds
I don't
crazy.
Need to tell you,
okay.
But I'm telling you.
Okay.
Something else happened too.
What?
Oh, I cut down two trees in my backyard. With a chainsaw. I cut down four bushes. Lots of things
Why
are happening.
Why are you cutting things down?
I'm getting a stump grinder this weekend to grind stumps because we're having a big family reunion of my wife's family in a couple of weeks, and I need the house
this.
To be spick and span and ready. It's not going to be. It's going to be in the middle of 1,000 different projects,
this
and people are going to deal with it.
Listenable.
Okay, back to you.
Yeah,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You. No one is. Yeah, I can't believe you preempted my big adventure conversation to talk about stumps. You're like, oh, I'm going to grind some stumps. This is my podcast now. Is
that's
that what's happened
it's,
since
it's,
I left?
Well, it's not how I talk, A and B. Honestly, we haven't. I don't even know if we've recorded in the last 2 weeks. So I don't want to say you're the lynch pig of the whole thing, but really, we haven't been putting out a lot of content. No premium content, that's for sure. Everyone can agree to that. Everyone can attest to that. Anyway, so, done talking. I want to hear what happened to you, where you have been, where you went. So, without further ado, go.
So, there's some weird tension here, but we'll deal with that another time, I suppose. So, there I was, ladies and gentlemen. I woke up. I found myself in a field of corn. It was like a dream come true for a pig like me. I looked left. I looked right. I looked in front of me. I looked behind me. There was corn everywhere. Here's the thing, though. when corn grows, it ain't too convenient for a little pig like me. So I'm looking, I can't reach none of it. All I can do is smell the corn. Oh, hello, beautiful corn. Won't you lean down and let me know? Okay. And so then I had to go to the farm to see if they had some sort of a ladder that I could drag back to the cornfield so that I could climb up tippity-top to the top of the stairs and eat the corn. Well, I went to the farm, and they arrested me for trespassing. Can you believe this? I'm a pig on a farm. Can't you just give me a slap on the hoof or something and say, hey, pig, move on. You ain't supposed to be here. No, they took me into the police car, into town. There was a judge. There was a gavel. Off I went. They sent me to a jail in the desert. I was in the desert, a pig in the desert. I can't tell you how much I was sweating. I was, like, profuse. They got me my own roll of paper towels, because they were always like, they were embarrassed to how much I was sweating. They were like, bro, just dab a little bit of that sweat off, okay? You're a little bit extreme right now. I'm an extreme pig. People tell me that all the time. They look at me and they're like, bro, you seem pretty extreme. And I'm like, hey, you know what? For a pig, I guess I am. Anyway, in this jail, there was a camel. Right? I don't know what he was in for. He wouldn't talk to me. But we made eye contact and we could tell we was on the same page. So what we did one night was there was a jackrabbit. No, excuse me, a jackalope who had squirreled away some spoons. And me and the camel and the jackalope and I guess the squirrel, I don't remember, started digging and digging.
Are you telling me that you broke out of jail? You were in a prison for trespassing? You went to the desert? That doesn't make any sense at all. This story doesn't make any sense.
No, you don't make any sense, all right?
I don't believe you.
Well, I've got proof. Hold on one second. Let me bring my proof in. Get in here, proof.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Rufus T. Rufus, I am here to defend the honor of Mr. Piggy Lou himself.
Brew, it's Aloysius. Get with it.
Exactly. So there I was on the Riviera on my yacht, and all of a sudden the phone starts to ring, and it is emergency, emergency, emergency. And I said, hold on a second, I need to put my drink down. I don't want it to spill, because that itself would be an emergency.
You don't have a yacht. You don't. What are you talking about?
What does he keep interrupting me for?
Because you don't. I don't believe you either. I've met you before. You've never been to the Riviera. You don't have a yacht. You didn't even. You said yacht.
No, he said yacht. Bro, is this what you're going to do now? You're going to make fun of how people talk? You're going to make fun of accents just because you ain't got no accent? Because you was born in rural Georgia and all of a sudden you don't sound like nothing? Is that what this is?
No,
huh?
No.
Just stop attacking and let the story
all right. happen. Go ahead, Rufus. Tell the story.
Well, of course I will. So I got the phone call and it was from Aloysius here who was calling me from dessert, and he was with a camel, and he was with a rabbit with horns.
It's a jackalope. It's a jackalope.
Jackalope, yeah. Exactly.
Let's get it right.
And there was I believe there might have been a squirrel. I'm not sure. And there was something about spoons, and so I quickly pulled my yacht up into the dock, and I parked it as you do, and ran in, got on my Learjet, and we flew over my crew and my team of experts, and we rescued this crew of malcontents.
So, my head is... This is... I'm glad I took a break. I missed doing the podcast, but I did not miss this. So you're telling me that you were on a yacht in the Riviera, you had a drink, the phone rang, and on the phone was a pig, a camel, something, a jackalope, and a squirrel that you're not even sure of. No one seems to be sure about this squirrel. The squirrel thing is kind of freaking me out. And then you got on a Learjet, is what you're saying, with your team. I've never met your team. And you flew over and you rescued them. Is that something that a lawyer, is that a normal thing that a lawyer would do? Because that doesn't sound very lawyerly to me.
Yeah, that's essentially what you just said was essentially what kind of happened. I think that Rufus might have let something slip in there when he said dessert and the spoons. Here's the thing, Bumpica. I was in jail at a soft yoga place, and me and this camel dude, we dug out of the yogurt with some spoons. There was no squirrel, if you didn't pick up on that. There was a jackalope, but she was working behind a counter. This whole time, I've been gone, engorging myself, because I want to get my summer body on fleek, on point, if you will. Wait. And that's where I've been.
So none of it's
true?
And
then Rufus had some ice cream, though.
I don't... None of it's true? I don't... What?
None of it, or maybe